Welcome everybody to Prospect New York State's channel. My name is Mark Vitacore. We are joined today by our co-host Byron Waddell and Rhonda Coit's running back and one of our top New York State recruits here, Jaden Turner. And we're really lucky to have him here. A little bit about Jaden and Byron before I let them take over a little bit. Jaden has been probably the most hotly recruited running back out of our area in Section 5. He plays for Coach Victor over here at Irondequoit, and we're really excited to hear about his process and what he's been able to, what he's learned throughout this, throughout his journey in his senior year. And Coach Byron Waddell coaches with me at Fairport. He played at Fairport High School, played at Utica, and we're really happy to have you guys. So welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So let's start with Byron. So Coach, you joined Fairport last year as a staff member. Yeah. And we're really thrilled about that. And let's talk a little bit about you and what your background is.
Yeah, so like Coach said, Fairport grad. I lived in the city of Rochester for a little bit. I was in their urban suburban program. People who don't know about that, basically they take inner city kids to do well academically and put them in a better academic environment like Fairport. So I went through that whole process for a little bit, and then I finally decided to move out to Fairport just to make it better, for my mother, with transportation and stuff like that. Going back and forth for the city for sports is difficult. So we had to, sort of make that change and come out here. And I met some phenomenal people that I still talk to today in Fairport. Graduated in 2015, went to Utica, still currently there. I got one more semester left and then I'm graduated. So it goes by fast, but like Coach said, I was an assistant, and that was sort of my first experience coaching, and I loved every second of it. I can't wait to get back in the swing of things with Coach Vitacore and everybody else with the Fairport football team. So very excited about that. So
and the kids really related well to you. I think the kids really were excited about, being able to be coached by a young coach, who has the background that you have. I think people really respect that. And you bring such a presence to the sideline and to practice, and we really appreciate having you here as a co-host. To share the sideline with you, it's just a great honor. And we really appreciate Jaden. Jaden brought his girlfriend here too, so hello. Thank you for being here too. We're trying to welcome people into our home at Prospect New York State and try to help give our prospects a voice. Recruiting in New York State is really, in my opinion, I think our recruits are undervalued. I think we're under-recruited. And I think our prospects aren't given a fair and equal opportunity to be seen and evaluated. And so for a little story about why we're bringing Jaden on the show is about a prospect from years past named Corey Fogarty. Corey Fogarty's on that wall over there. He was a kid who had 4,000 yards rushing in high school. He was a 97, student. He was a great student. He was somewhat recruited. I coached him in a really small school. And unfortunately, he just didn't get the looks that we thought he was going to get. And what happened was he went to this Player of the Year award ceremony, and he had the chance to give a speech in front of the crowd. And there were college coaches there. So again, another opportunity to hear a prospect actually talk instead of a 10-second blurb at the end of a game. Right. Coaches got to listen to him talk and really, talk about what his team meant to him and different things like that. So at the conclusion of his speech, the college coaches all said, "Coach, I want to recruit Corey Fogarty." So this is sort of why I wanted to do this, because I want to give Jaden the chance to be heard by, the country, not just New York State. College coaches are going to be listening to this, and hopefully college coaches will be watching it. And so this is sort of born from that. Give people a voice. We don't see ourselves as the authority in recruiting. We love New York State football. We love the players in it. We're big fans of all you guys. Even though I coach at a school, we really do, we grew up in it and really follow and respect, you know, players in the area and in the state. And we're really just really thrilled, and we feel very lucky and grateful to have you on this show.
Thank you.
And give you the chance to just shine. We're here to shine a light on you, man. So let's talk about Jaden. Let's talk about, you know, where you started. You know, when did you start playing football?
Yeah, I started when I was about like 8, 7. We started in Pop Warner playing flag, and I grew up watching my brother and my cousin play. So they're the two that really got me into it. So after those maybe like 2 years after being on Pop Warner, I was on Pee Wee, I think, and then straight from Pee Wee to Modified. So I wasn't too nice back then. I was okay. I really started getting nice like my maybe 9th grade, my high school season.
Yeah.
Like those years is when I really started to pop out as an athlete.
Yeah.
Because my family, they didn't think I could really do it at first. They was like questioning me, like, do you really want to play football?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that's what I really want to do. So I started putting the time in, the work in. We started doing NOB when I was my 7-on-7 organization, the NOB Bats.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we go Tuesdays and Thursdays working out, and then like Sundays we do like field work and stuff like that. So we do one-on-ones, we do different drills, wide receiver drills, running back drills, all that type of stuff.
That's awesome.
So, and then we go and compete around people around the states. So we go to like Ohio's and
wow.
Yeah, we go play against other 7-on-7 teams, so that's good. That's one of the ways we kind of get out there for the players who do want to get recruited, so that's kind of a way we do for that.
Oh, is that sort of like CTC, you know about CTC?
Yeah, that was the same thing.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, we were the same thing, and then we split maybe like 2-3 years ago now.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. And then we came up with NOB with my coach, Zane Howard.
Okay.
He's been helping me a lot, too.
Nice.
Tell us about your experience this year. You know, at Irondequoit, you guys had the chance to, you know, make a run. You met Victor, and last year Irondequoit lost in the finals to Wilson, I believe, before you got there. Now you get there, Irondequoit makes it to the finals. It's a great game. Your defense holds them out of the red zone more than a few times in the first half. And then talk about that game.
Yeah, well, we were fired up going to that game. Everybody was ready, had a great week of practice, because that practice is always the thing that counts, really. So we had a great week of practice. Came into that game hype, and then once we just started playing, we had energy started flowing. I think that's what really like kicked it off for us. And then for me, I just wanted to win so bad, so I was just giving everything I got.
Yeah, well, you had one heck of a game. I got the chance to watch that game, and you had a run there at the toward the end that sort of set up the game-winning drive. Tell us about that run.
Well, before that run, it was on a kick return. My leg got like destroyed. Actually, no, that was in the first half. So my leg got like, my whole quad was like tight, like so tight.
Yeah.
So we had to wrap that up, and then we came out after that. And when I was running on it, it didn't really hurt that bad. But in that last play, that was hard.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was going to get moving, and then like my leg just started like hurting so bad. So I just started like galloping a little bit. But it was a really clutch run, I see.
It was.
Yeah.
Tell us about what your role was as a leader on the team. You know, how do you view, you know, your teammates? You know, what kind of things do you do to inspire your team?
Well, I wasn't the much of like a vocal leader. I mean, I was, but I wasn't like the captain of the team. Mm-hmm. I guess I just like have my actions speak for themselves for the most part. So that's how I like to lead my team. I mean, I'm not really much of a talker.
Yeah. Well, you're talking right now. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Well, like on the field, I mean, we all like communicate and stuff like that. But yeah, when it comes down to, I just let my game show for itself.
But you seem to have a great presence on the field. The kids really, your teammates really respect you. I think they look to you to make plays, and I think that yes, is just as much as a leader as anybody. So tell us a little bit more about you went into states. You guys played against West Seneca.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty tough game. Yeah, I wish a lot of stuff went different in that one, but we came out short for that.
Yeah.
It was cold, really cold.
Yeah, cold and wet, right?
Yeah.
That's what we heard, right? We launched here in mid-November, and right around the same time we launched, you had an experience. You were recruited by a school in Florida. You want to tell us that story?
Oh, yeah. So my cousin Jeremiah Ortiz, he had an internship with the Florida Gators.
Mm-hmm.
So he was down there, and he met I think Tino Marino, or I forgot it was Coach Tino. I just call it Coach Tino.
Yeah.
So he knew it was like a lot of coaches around there, like top D1 coaches. So J.O. had him like send my tape out there and try to like talk to some coaches, and then landed across Florida Atlantic's desk. And Coach Kevin, the running backs coach, he saw my highlight tape. So he had me and my mom get flown down on a flight, like maybe a day, 2 days before we leave.
Yeah.
So we called on a Wednesday, got it set up by Thursday night, and we were on the plane by Friday morning. So we got down there to Boca Raton in Florida, and it was a great experience.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I loved it. They took me around, saw like yachts and all the whole bunch of new cars. I ain't never seen cars like Teslas. I've never seen nothing like that. So it was normal for them, but I was like, this is crazy. I've never seen nothing like this.
I don't know that that's happened, you know, to anybody around here in Section 5, if ever, which is a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah.
Have you had any more conversations with those guys since you left?
Yeah. Well, we were waiting for Devin Singletary, the running back number 5 for there. He's going to the draft, seventh in the draft. We were waiting for his backup to go to the draft. Wyatt, number 6.
Yep.
I forgot his first name, but so he went. So I think we're just waiting for some of the other kids that they have
on their board.
Yeah, on their board already to see what they're gonna do, and then I'm still praying. But if all works out, it works out. They'll offer me. So.
So tell us about other offers that you've had so far, other contacts with other college coaches.
Oh, yeah. I got about five D2 schools that offered me. Gannon, IUP, Edinburgh, West Liberty offered me, Fairmont. I think that was the 5 right there. And then I had Rhode Island, which is D1, offer me, and then Stony Brook.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah,
I mean, not everybody you know, gets that chance to be flown to FAU, to be standing with Lane Kiffin is an extraordinary thing. So congratulations on just having the opportunity to be recruited in that way. I think it deserves a huge shout out.
Thank you.
And also to FAU for having the vision to recruit up here in Rochester, New York, and in our state. I think it's a good sign for us and things that come. So
great guys. Love those.
Yeah.
Good people.
It's good on Jeremiah too. Jeremiah Ortiz, your cousin.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'd love to have him on the show at some point if he's you know, helping New York State athletes the way he's helping them. I think it would be great to have his voice heard too.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. And tell us a little bit about, you know, academically, you're in school, you know, you're in 9th grade or 10th grade. Did you start to think, okay, I need to, you know, look at how I'm doing in my grades because I want to play Division I football? When did that switch flip for you?
My mom really like instilled it us since we were younger to always have a good grade, so it wasn't really like a flip. We just did it. I mean, for me, school for my brother was a little bit harder than me, I would say. But what, like 9th grade, I was honor roll, 10th grade honor roll, 11th grade, I was honor roll, so it wasn't that hard to do for me. I just wanted to do it.
That's awesome. And that's great. That's great. And so if you're a young listener or a young viewer, you know, watching this, you've got a prospect here in Jaden Turner who obviously takes care of his business on the field, but also took care of his business in the classroom, which is going to open doors for you for the rest of your life. You know, football notwithstanding, there's a lot of things that, you know, can go well in football, can go wrong in football, but you know, you get the chance to have opportunities that some people will not because of how hard you worked in the classroom. So, you know, I think that's it says a lot about your upbringing, you know, your mom helping you out with that, and it says a lot about you, you know, having, you know, a lot of teenagers get caught in what their friends want to do, and they think those are the role models, but the role models are always the next person, you know, that you're trying to catch,
right.
And it's good on you that you had that. Let's talk a little bit about your family. What does this mean to your family? I mean, is your mom seems so supportive and so excited about all this.
My whole family is super psyched. But my mom is not gonna have to pay for college. My brother went for free. He had a full ride, so, and I got a full ride most likely. So if everything works out, I'll be going for free too. So they're loving it. My brother's, he was getting emotional because FAU, when they called me, my mom was crying. I was just trying to talk on the phone, trying to hold everything in. And then we called my brother. He was emotional too, so it's been great.
That's amazing. You know, being a dad of two young boys, I love my kids more than anything in the world, so I can only imagine how powerful it is to see, you know, her two sons. Did you have other siblings?
I have a stepbrother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there's just nothing more powerful than seeing, you know, your kids get opportunities and to do well. And so I think that's an amazing thing. Is that a big motivator for you?
Yeah, I think seeing my mom just so proud of everything I've done, that me and my brother do, is just, that's the big, something that really inspires me.
Yeah, inspires me. Yeah, that's amazing. And I think, you know, when you think about that, so Coach Victor is very much like a mentor coach. I mean, we love Coach Victor. You know, I mean, I've never worked with him directly per se, but I've worked kind of around him and seen how he interacts with you guys. And, you know, he's a guy I feel like you'd want to run through a wall for. It just seems like such a great guy. Mm-hmm. The whole coaching staff seems like that way at Aranda Quate. Let's talk about that. So when you're being recruited and you meet coaches, and Byron, you might be able to speak on this too. What is it when you guys are, you know, being recruited? How do you make that decision about the kinds of guys you're going to be coached by?
Well, I like to see somebody. I mean, I'll be coached by anybody, to be honest. Like, that's just how I am. I'll adjust to it. But if I had some guys like Coach Victor and them, like, to go to the next level with, I would go to them in a heartbeat. Because those guys are great. Like, usually in practices, I mean, it's cool to be yelled at, but those guys never really yelled.
Yeah.
Never really like that. I mean, if they did, it was like everybody took it as a good thing. Nobody got like down. They never down talked to anybody. Oh, you got like, you're horrible. They had nothing like that. It was always positive.
I can sort of relate to that too. You know, playing at Utica for Coach Fagiano and his whole coaching staff, you know, about what you said about guys, you know, yelling and, you know, sort of his coaching style and the coaching style that whole coaching staff has is they're not yelling just to yell at you. Like, when they yell at you, it's because they see something in you and they want to bring that out of you, and they see the potential that you have.
Right.
So they're yelling, but it's constructive. It's not to put anybody down. It's just to sort of motivate the player, you know, to keep bringing it every time, because it's a big transition from, you know, playing high school football to going to college football. You know, just the intensity level and, you know, just the whole environment is just new to somebody coming in, like you as a freshman going into a new whole environment, a new coaching staff. So it's important to, you know, understand that and, you know, make that distinction when you visit other schools and stuff like that, and you get a feel for how the coaches, you know, handle their players and how they handle themselves. It's really important to note that. So.
So it's interesting hearing that from Coach, because that's the way he coaches too. So he's you know, the reason why we love having him around is that you don't know if you're winning the game or losing the game with Byron. He's right here at all times, and I do expect that out of the coaches that I'm coaching with. And so, you know, it's amazing that you said you can be coached by anybody, and I respect that a lot, and I think college coaches would love to hear that. That being said, I do think that the best coaches out there, college and high school, have learned to evolve the way they coach, and they've learned to be, you know, more stable, you know,
and positive.
And trying to find the best in any situation. I mean, there's only so much you can do when a situation doesn't go well, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope you find a coach like that in college. I think you'll thrive there. That's the direction that a lot of good college coaches are going into anyway.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about Jaden. So, if you could talk to, you know, a 7th and 8th grader who's watching this or listening to this, what advice would you pass on to, you know, some kids that are coming up?
Well, if they really want to, if football was something that they wanted to do, I would say just, you got to work hard. You got to find somebody to be with too, because it's not easy to just do it by yourself. Like, I had my brother, I had my cousin. I was with them all the time. So if you really want to do it, you just, like, pair one of your boys and go out there and just really work for it.
Yeah.
It's like going outside, running, stoplights, anything to get you better to do, like, be better at your passion, whether it be football or tennis, anything. Just always work at it.
Now, did you play multiple sports?
I did football and a little bit of track.
Did you?
Most of those years, I was just working out with my cousin, just trying to get bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit faster and stuff. I did want to get fast, though.
So my comparison for Jaden Turner, my comparison to you is Marquise Brown from Oklahoma. So you guys are about the same size. You're very similar size guys. I think you might be a little heavier than he is going into Oklahoma. He played at a junior college before he was discovered there.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know what position you'll end up playing there And I'm not a high-level college coach, but I've been around the game my entire life, and I think you got a legitimate chance at contributing quite a bit at a high level, and I hope the best for you. Any other questions, Byron, before we close shop?
Oh, no. That was good.
That was awesome. Yeah. We really appreciate having you guys on, and we greatly appreciate this time, Byron, and we appreciate you being here, supporting Jaden, and we look forward to, you know, maybe another conversation we have with you in the future is when maybe you signed,
yeah,
and when you've made a commitment, and maybe someday something else further happens, but you're always welcome here with us here.
Thanks.
And you always have a place in our home, and we'd like to thank you again.
For sure. Thank you so much.
You got it.